gentleman at work, and his mother basically had died, but was still there was a brain form, so that you know, for them they couldn't bury their mother because she wasn't still passed one of the six
but
criteria.
Didn't have the same question. Her question was,
no,
was different.
This is my question.
This is your question. Yes, I know that, but there, what decisions I have been giving, because I have been repeatedly asked by Ahmadis for advice in such cases, I tell them that what you call clinical death is a terminology of science, and what you call mental death is also another term of science. Now, when you inquire from these people, the doctors who know, when you say the brain is dead, what would happen if you take the machines off or remove the patients from under the machines? They would tell you that it is likely, more likely, that he would die. But sometimes he continues to live a vegetable life, which is not really the life as we know it, because he can't think, he can't sense, he can't suffer, he can't have any joy, any happiness. So he's practically dead. Now, in view of these two different situations, I tell them that if the machine is removed and the patient lives, then you have no right to kill it.
Right.
On the excuse that it's just a vegetative life. Allah knows best, we don't know. But life, whether vegetative or zoological, still has its sanctity, and you are not permitted to touch. But maybe the suffering of those who live and who are close to the person is caused by them themselves, by the wrong system. Mm-hmm. Why in the first place was this patient's life dragged out while under normal situation he could not survive? So when you become overmuch fussy, then these things happen.
Right.
In England here, in London, there was an Ahmadi whose wife suffered from some stroke, and the brain ceased to function. Now my ordinary advice is to give them some homeopathies or other drugs from any system of cure which claim that something can happen. But don't put such patients on machine, because that would be dragging them out. That would not be doing them any good whatsoever. Even if they survive, they survive with some deficiencies, some permanent damages. Some cannot speak, some cannot see, some cannot move themselves. They can't eat anything. You have to do everything mechanically for them on their behalf. Somebody else should live on their behalf and do the functions which the patient normally does himself. So this is the complication. So I tell Ahmadis to behave, to know where to submit.
Yeah.
See, this is the decision. Shall we submit to the will of Allah here and take only the normal measures to save the patient, not beyond? But some, out of sentiments, etc., they say, all right, and they're also overawed by the new system, new machine and things. And they say, doctors say, let's put the patient under the machine. Okay. They do it, and after keeping the patient alive for a month or so, because of the extra expenditure involved, because of the shortage, the availability of such machines and so on, they begin to advise you then. We think enough is enough, you know. You better move your patient. So the life or death is decided by the doctors without any rhyme or reason. Why? So what the worst part of this is, in one case, I had been insisting please remove the machine because it's too long and I think it's not fair to the patient herself. And when they removed, she still continued to live. This automatic, you know, breathing apparatus was working and there was no other sign of life. Whenever the brain was charted, you know, they said, dead straight line, you know?
Yeah.
No ups and downs. So man is creating, is suffering for himself. The principle involved is do not try to fight with the decree of Allah.
Yeah.
You will never be able to defeat it. Right?
Thank you.